Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The year 2000, former KGB spy turned Russian professor Igor Panarin, a former KGB analyst and dean of the Russian Foreign Ministry's Academy for Future Diplomats, has been predicting that America will shatter, balkanize, come apart at the seams, simply become ungovernable at the federal level. Anyway, The Wall Street Journal first wrote about this in 2008 in an article called "As If Things Weren't Bad Enough, Russian Professor Predicts End of U.S." Listen to what he said. Panarin believes that mass immigration, economic decline, and moral degradation will trigger a civil war and the collapse of the dollar, and that the U.S. would break up into six pieces. He even predicted that one of those pieces, which he calls the Californian Republic, would become part of China or under Chinese influence. That sounded nuts back in 08. But today, can you see it? I can. He based his forecast on classified data supplied to him by FAPSI analysts. At the time, the FAPSI was essentially the equivalent of the American National Security Agency, or NSA. And it's looking more and more like he wasn't wrong. But it's not actually America that's shattering. It's the federal system. You could see it over the weekend if you know where to look. It's just happening in slow motion, so it's not always obvious. But it's really picking up steam. I've said for a long time, I think this is a good thing. The destruction of the federal system that was never meant to be as big or as powerful as it is. It was only supposed to be very small, very weak, and barely enough to just knit the states together. Check out these headlines and tell me I'm wrong. State after state is beginning to nullify in a serious way. Montana just did it, and it was awesome. They became a Second Amendment sanctuary with the toughest bill so far. You know what it does? Any federal law on guns passed from here on out, any executive order by Joe Biden, or, this is the great part, any ruling by the Supreme Court, in particular a packed Supreme Court, that in any way infringes on your ability to own a gun, ammo, capacity, any of it, is nullified. And law enforcement officers in the state of Montana are forbidden by law today, after the governor signed it this weekend, from enforcing any of those federal rules. Over the last month, state after state has nullified Biden administration executive orders and the law passed in the House mandating that boys can play on girls' teams and boys who say they're girls must be treated as such. The crackup and the breakup has begun, and it's awesome to watch states take back the freedom that has always been theirs. And it's spreading. It's spreading quickly. Similar bills to the Montana bill are passing or in the process of passing all over the country. In Arizona, Governor Doug Ducey just signed a similar bill. Another one was just signed into law by the Oklahoma governor. In Texas, Governor Greg Abbott vows to get one to his desk. In South Carolina, where I live, a Second Amendment sanctuary bill has already passed the House, and our Senate is debating it. After Democrats swept into power in Virginia in 2019, dozens of Virginia counties became Second Amendment sanctuaries. It's becoming commonplace. It's called nullification, and our founding fathers intended for us to do it constantly. For the states to strip power from the federal government by simply ignoring it. It's almost become commonplace. 10 years ago, it was unthinkable. Well, for anyone on our side to do it. Democrats were very busy nullifying everything they didn't like, including federal marijuana laws, which they didn't like, so they legalized marijuana illegally. That's called nullification. Or their sanctuary cities. In fact, I can't hardly keep track of all the nullification bills all over the place. But now, it's Republican states and Republicans that are producing them. In short, you're watching a full-scale rebellion, better than any civil war ever could be, and more unstoppable. This is how federalism will shatter. This is how the Supreme Court will be stripped of the power it has seized over the last 150 years, illegally, I might add, and be returned to its place of almost no significance. That process has already begun. And here's how it'll go. As states nullify and become freer and freer, red voters will move to them in droves. And that will make those states redder and freer yet. It doesn't take a lot of states to do this. A half a dozen, that's plenty of land for all of us to live quite happily, the way that we were meant to, and the way that we did live in the first 100 years after the Constitution and Bill of Rights passed. With the federal government little more than an afterthought, because it had almost no power. And as those states become freer, the cars will roll. People will move in. Yeah, they're not going to get the MLB, Major League Baseball, and they're not going to get the Cokes. But who cares? Because they are going to get small businesses. And small businesses employ more than half of American adults. I don't give a rip about the multinationals, and governors won't either once they see what the influx of small businesses into their state looks like. Those states in turn will explode economically. This is going to go more rapidly than it would have since post-COVID, so many people have become untethered from their workplace. And with police defunding and depolicing in blue cities, you're seeing crime waves skyrocket. Triple-digit increases in violent crime are not uncommon in blue cities now. People will simply flee. It's already begun. Here's what it sounds like. From Fox News just today, where they were talking about California losing a congressional seat for the first time ever because the population is fleeing the blue policies.
Check this out. Texas could gain as many as 3 congressional seats from 36 to 39. Florida could add 2 from 27 to 40 to 29. And we could also see single seat gains, as you could see, for Arizona, Colorado, Montana, North Carolina and Oregon. Of course, with California's population growth hitting a record low, the trend shows that all roads are pointing, well, east. According to U-Haul, Tennessee has seen the biggest influx of one-way trucks, followed by Texas, Florida, Ohio, and Arizona. In other words, Bill, states that let you keep more of your money.
Follow the U-Haul tracker. Nice to see you, Ashley. Thanks for that. Ashley Webster, thanks.
Same here.
So look at it this way. Everything the Democrats are doing right now will only speed up this crack-up that can only make the states that choose to be freer. Pack the Supreme Court, have it act like a legislature, dictate that the Second Amendment's no longer in force, and the moving vans roll. Democrats know this. They anticipate it. Everything they're doing right now is in anticipation of having to overcome nullification with force. That's why our borders are wide open. They're trying to flood these states, these red states, with enough new Democrat voters, because these populations coming over the border vote Democrat at 80%+ to make them purple. They've got to do it quickly. This is why, even though you saw horrific poll numbers for Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, the border remains open. It's a race against time. They understand it. Our side doesn't really seem to. If they can get amnesty through, they'll purple and blue these states, and they can stop the nullification that's coming. It's their only hope of ruling the whole enchilada. Otherwise, red states will simply break off and begin doing what constitutionally they have the right to do. their own immigration enforcement. In fact, there's nothing in the Constitution, as I've told you before, that gives the Democrats the right or the federal government the right to do any immigration enforcement. That was purely reserved for the states. So as you watch them doing this outrageous stuff, laugh. Don't get scared by it, because at the rate they're going, they are merely annihilating the credibility of the very institutions they need to force their will on unwilling Americans, weakening them at the very time they need them to be strong to force people to do what they want. This is the purpose, too, of bills like H.R. 1, which would, by federal law, end voter ID across the states. Anything to produce a purple or blue result. Because they know, they've seen the internal polling, they know how unpopular their policies are. They've gotten to this phase in their agenda, and they know nullification will occur in response. They've got to tamp down and destroy any opposition through unconstitutional means or any means to contain power. Otherwise, they lose, and they have to do it fast, faster than the moving vans can roll. It's a race against time, because once conservatives and Republican governors remember they can nullify, the pace at which the public demands it will only increase. And before you know it, folks, do not be surprised if in the next decade, governors are doing their own illegal immigration border enforcement in non-border states. And the public is beginning to get it. Even 52% of black voters say that the anti-police rhetoric scares them because they're afraid their neighborhoods will become more dangerous. In Blue City, that's already happened. It's simply impossible to live in these places. This is why you're seeing all the anti-police rhetoric. I explained this last week in a podcast on Wednesday called The Left's Plan to Take Over Your Police Department. The push to federalize the police started during the Obama administration when they understood that to pass the radical legislation, the gun grabs, all the things they're planning to force no ID, all these unconstitutional things, that the police would need to answer to them. That's what all this race rhetoric is about, to justify the federal takeover of police departments that I described in that podcast. Why? Watch the nullification. What do all these bills do? These Second Amendment bills. They all say the same thing. They forbid, by law, as in Montana, any law enforcement officer from enforcing federal laws passed by the Democrats regarding guns. That list of laws that local law enforcement is no longer allowed to enforce will grow. It started with guns, but it'll get much longer. That's why, if you look at this from the Democrats' point of view, they've actually got a really long way to go. They're going to have a hard time doing this across the entire country unless they seize control of those police departments. But it's going to be very hard to do that quick enough to stop the moving vans from redding up those states. It's a race against time. But what they have going in their favor is that our side doesn't understand this at all and has no unified strategy to counter it.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Did you see Joe Biden's numbers over the weekend on immigration? They were atrocious. Even majorities of Hispanics are unhappy with his immigration enforcement. In fact, majorities of independents, Republicans, Hispanics, African Americans, everybody but Democrats. Oh, and by the way, even a plurality of them are upset with Joe's border policies. But yet he's put them on steroids and continued them. Why? Because he understands this is a race against time, against nullification. Got to pack as many new voters in as much as quickly as possible. Got to incentivize them with amnesty. And, well, listen to what they're doing now on the border. This is Obama's former Border Patrol chief, Tom Homan, talking about how the Democrats have put their open border voter drive policies on steroids to increase the flow. They need millions, tens of millions. And they're going for it.
They know they can come to the United States based on what's going on, get released, and be held in a hotel room at $370 a night for a few days, get released, and compliments of the taxpayer, ICE has now given them smartphones, a brand new smartphone when they get released into the community, where they can get a job in the U.S. that pays them a lot more because the way they're being released on the NTA, notice to appear, they qualify for work authorization. So why are they going to stay in Mexico when they come to the United States with promises of free health care, a job, be detained in a hotel room at $300 a night for a few days, get a new smartphone, and maybe get amnesty down the road because President Biden promised that too. And they don't want to fix this. They know how to fix this. President Biden was vice president during one surge, and Alejandro Mayorkas, the secretary, was deputy secretary. They know what causes surges. They know how to stop them. They're doing the complete opposite. Their end game, here's their goal. Their goal is to get really good at releasing people as quick as possible so there's no overcrowding, so TV cameras come on in. There's no crisis. They're not going to talk about the thousands coming in every day. It's all about overcrowding. Get really good at releasing people. That is their end game.
And this is why Kamala and Joe are playing games about the border. Everything is a bid to buy more time. Every day, every month is another month of voter recruitment. Think about it, folks. 179,000 people came in just March alone, with over 60% allowed to stay. With the policies that they changed in March, that number will be higher than 80% allowed to stay going forward. It's a race against time. That's why you get silly stories like this, with Kamala Harris playing all kinds of games about why she can't go down there and it might not be a crisis and she doesn't know what's going on. Every day is another day packed full of voters coming across the border.
Vice President Kamala Harris blames COVID-19 for keeping her from the southern border while she has touted the administration's economic plans across the country.
Are you going to go there?
In that regard, it is, yes, we're working on the plan to get there. We have to deal with COVID issues, but I can't get there soon enough in terms of personally getting there.
Now, she did put a meeting with Mexico's president on her schedule, but it's a virtual chat to talk about his initiative to plant trees.
All of that is, of course, a crock. COVID didn't stop Kamala from going to the Canadian border recently. In fact, since she pledged to fix the southern border. And they got COVID on the Canadian border, too. She's just playing games, trying to run out the clock by another week, day, month of the voter drive. And the games are getting increasingly absurd, like this phone call she has scheduled with the president of Mexico. Here's how that would work. The president of Mexico isn't going to talk to her about securing our southern border. Oh, no. No, he wants the U.S. taxpayers to pay for a tree planting program. Not here. in El Salvador, Mexico, and Guatemala. And if you plant trees for 6 months, you get to be an American citizen. That's right. You automatically get a green card. Allegedly, this is to generate hope in their home countries, give them jobs so they won't come here. So why would you bring them here then in exchange for doing the jobs? See, it all ends in the same place. They get here. They get to vote Democrat. But she'll try anything. That's why Vice President Kamala Harris used a meeting on Thursday to argue that it's climate change that's the root cause of migration from Central American countries. She also claimed it was Trump's policies, too, so she can't even decide. The bottom line is, by time.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
But time is running out for the Democrats, too. And I want to give you hope with this podcast, because it is. You can't continue the policies Joe and Kamala are using if you expect to win at the polls in a fair election. And if there's a fair election, they're in big trouble. Which might explain the total panic that you're seeing in Maricopa County right now. Contrary to the media's lies that judges reviewed all of Trump's voter fraud claims and found there was nothing there, actually, nothing has been reviewed. Every one of those cases was decided on standing. There hasn't been an examination of a single election in any of these states by a single judge. That's a lie the media made up. But we're about to have one, finally, in Maricopa County, the fourth largest county in the U.S. and the largest county in Arizona. It's the first American county going through a detailed, secured forensic audit of the entire 2020 election. Not a fake one, like the kind they had in Georgia. The reason this has taken so long is that the Democrats have assembled a team of over 100 lawyers that have been fighting for months to keep the legislature from doing the audit it has every right to do. They lost. But this weekend, they weren't giving up. They sent a contingent of 73 lawyers to file last-minute emergency pauses to the count. The count is not just a count of every single ballot. They're going to go through the entire thing. It also involves a physical canvassing of some voters and addresses. Why is that? Because those addresses, individually, turned in hundreds to thousands of votes. These aren't apartment complexes. Some of them are P.O. boxes. Others are residential homes. There's no way that many people live there. See the problem? Biden won the state of Arizona by just 10,000 votes. In the Trump lawsuits so far, they've documented 5,700 ghost votes. That's votes by voters who aren't real. Non-citizen voters, those are illegal, every one of them 36,000. Out-of-state voters who voted in-state illegally, 5,700. Overvotes, 11,000. Again, the total margin of victory for Joe Biden in Arizona is 10,457. If the Trump lawsuit was correct, they need the forensic audit to prove all those numbers I just gave you, beyond a shadow of a doubt. They've not been allowed to, contrary to what the media has told you, until now. And it obviously has the Democrats in a panic. And how's this for a contrast? You can log in on a website and watch all the counting live as it goes. That's totally the opposite of how it went election night when Republican observers were tossed out illegally in all of these swing states by the Democrats right before they began counting without oversight. In places like Georgia, that actually broke the law, and Trump's lead in all these states was suddenly reversed in the middle of the night. So we're finally going to get to find out what happened, at least in the most populous county of Arizona. I can't wait. Thanks for listening to today's edition of the Battleground America podcast. Please subscribe and share with like-minded friends and family everywhere.
Battleground America with Tara Servatius. Please subscribe on radio.com or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Be sure to share with your friends and family. Thank you for listening.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!